This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. Today is the last day to submit nominations for the Lok Sabha election's second phase. The elections will be held in 88 Lok Sabha seats in 12 states and union territories, along with the remaining part of the outer Manipur Lok Sabha constituency in this phase. A part of the outer Manipur constituency will go to polls in the first phase. 20 seats of Kerala, 14 seats of Karnataka, 13 seats of Rajasthan, 8 seats each of Uttar Pradesh and Maharashtra, 7 seats of Madhya Pradesh, 5 seats each in Assam and Bihar, 3 seats each of West Bengal and Chhattisgarh, and 1 seat each in Manipur, Tripura and Jammu and Kashmir will go to polls in this second phase. The voting for this phase will be held on the 26th of April. The scrutiny of nominations across all states and union territories will be done tomorrow, except in Jammu and Kashmir, where scrutiny will be held on Saturday. Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi will formally launch the poll campaign of the NDA for Lok Sabha elections in Bihar from Jammu today. He will address a public meeting in Ballopur in Khera block of Jammu district. This will be the first political meeting of Mr. Modi in Bihar after the announcement of seat sharing among NDA constituents. Chirag Paswan led Lok Janshakti Party. Ram Vilas is contesting from Jammu seat for the consecutive third time. Polling will be held on the 19th of April in Jammu Lok Sabha segment along with Gaya, Aurangabad and Nawada under the first phase of Lok Sabha elections. Late in the day, Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi will address a public meeting at Rasleela Maidan in Kuch Bihar, West Bengal this afternoon. BJP has fielded Nishit Pramanik from Kuch Bihar parliamentary constituency, which will go to polls on the 19th of April along with Alipurduar and Jalpaiguri. Trinamool Congress Supremo and Chief Minister Mamata Banerjee will address a public meeting at Matha Bhanga of Kuch Bihar at around 12 noon today. Trinamool has fielded Jagdish Chandra Barma Basunia from Kuch Bihar seat. BJP President JP Nadda will be on a two-day visit to Uttarakhand beginning today to energize the party's electoral campaign and garner support from the electorates. Voting will be held on April 19th in the first phase for all the 5 Lok Sabha seats of the state. Union Minister for Information and Broadcasting and senior BJP leader Anurag Singh Thakur is visiting Bangalore today. He will accompany Bangalore South constituency BJP candidate Tejasvi Surya while filing his nominations today. The Election Commission of India, ECI, has denounced the misleading assertion made in messages circulating on the social media platform WhatsApp, which purports that government employees cannot cast their vote through postal ballot. In a social media post, ECI said that eligible officials on election duty can cast their vote through postal ballot at designated voter facilitation centre. The commission has urged the people to be aware and not pay attention to these misleading and fake messages. Chief Electoral Officer of Assam, Anurag Goel, has said that the state is fully equipped to conduct the upcoming Lok Sabha elections in a transparent and fair manner. The CEO, speaking at Akashvani News Guwahati's Drishti Path program, stated that 60 companies of CAPF have already been deployed across the state. In addition to 20,000 vehicles with GPS fitted for election purposes, the vehicles carrying the EVMs will also have GPS installed. President Draupadi Murmu will visit Mumbai today, where she will dedicate CART cell therapy to the nation at IIT Bombay. The CART cell therapy, which is used to treat cancer patients, has been developed in India by IIT Bombay incubated company Immunoadoptive Cell. The CART cell therapy product is expected to save many lives at much lower cost compared to the cost of such products available outside India. Outgoing President of Taiwan Tsai Ing-wen has expressed gratitude to Prime Minister Narendra Modi for his support as the island was hit by a massive 7.4 earthquake. Earlier in a social media post, Mr. Modi expressed grief over the loss of lives due to the earthquake. In IPL cricket, Kolkata Knight Riders defeated Delhi Capitals by 106 runs at the YS Radhashekara Reddy Cricket Stadium in Visakhapatnam last evening. Today, Gujarat Titans will face Punjab Kings at the Narendra Modi Stadium in Ahmedabad. And that is the end of this news bulletin.